change. That's 1 Peter chapter 2. Excuse me. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Verse number 21. 1 Peter 2. Verse number 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. But when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. With his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. We being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Whose stripes you were healed. For you were sheep going astray, but are now returning to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Let's look again at verse number 23 this morning. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself. But committed himself to him, judges righteously. Christ committed himself to God. Committed himself to him that judges righteously.
Right.
Amen. So we read here that Christ suffered. He suffered for all. He gave his own body upon the tree. That we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Also that by his stripes we're healed this morning. Praise God. If I focus on those words this morning, that he committed himself to him. I'd like to preach on that this morning. That Christ committed himself to God, that we ourselves should commit ourselves to the Lord.
That's right.
And our service to him. Amen. Let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the blessings, Lord, that we have received. We're thankful, God, for the sweet spirit that we feel this morning. We have been blessed. We're thankful, God, for another Sunday morning to come here to minister the Word of God. We need the power and the anointing of the Spirit, Lord, to bring forth the message that may encourage the church. We as a people desire to be committed this morning as Christ committed himself. Lord, let us see our need to fully surrender to the will of God. Help us to look to Christ, amen, who is the center of our life. Amen, we're looking upon him. Amen, to seek to do his will. Do help us this morning, Lord. Bless every child of God for every need that is in this place and what is ever accomplished here. We will forevermore thank you. We will forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated this morning. Praise God. I'd like to share this with you before I go on in this message this morning. Amen. There was a woman and husband who had been married for 50 years celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And they were saying amongst those that were there that we have been really amazed how many people have asked us, amen, how could you stay with this person for that long? Amen. Many passing by, amen, through their ceremony as they were celebrating 50 years, some were really amazed asking, how could you stay with the same person for 50 years? Amen. She was asking and talking to the minister, and this was the minister's reply. Amen. Praise God. God gave marriage to us, and he meant it to be a source of joy and stability and strength. It will be when a husband and wife put God first in their lives and make him the foundation of their marriage. But God has given us his pattern for marriage in his word in Mark 10, 7 and 8. That a man should leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and twain thus shall be one flesh. A good marriage isn't a question of physical attraction or compatible personalities. These have their place, but most of all, a good marriage is based on commitment. Commitment to each other and commitment to God. Emotions come and go. Physical attraction fades. Differences can flare into anger and conflict. But when we know Christ, we know that true love involves a commitment to do what is best for the other person. It's an act of the will and a gift from God. Thank God every day for his grace in our marriage, his grace in our lives, and for hope that it extends beyond the grave.
That's right.
Did you get a hold of those words this morning?
Yeah.
When we think about a good marriage, it isn't a question of physical attraction or compatible personalities, but it's based upon commitment. Commitment to each other and commitment to God. Amen. That when we know Christ, we know that true love involves a commitment to do what is best for the other person. It's an act of the will and a gift from God. I want you to think about those words this morning. The true love, a true marriage, is based upon commitment. Amen. Praise God. That our attraction should be on Christ. That as we know Christ, we know Him as a true love that has been given to us. And I can say this morning that we are committed to Him. And I think that through that commitment, we should do the best for that other person, for that spouse, as we're speaking of the true marriage. But what about our commitment to God?
Right.
Our commitment to do our best for Him. Amen. Praise God. To do our best for Christ. As I shared with you here in these verses this morning, amen, concerning Christ, how that He suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps in verse number 21. We know this is the highest example of one who had suffered evil for doing good. And for those who follow this example, their sufferings are actually transformed into opportunities to identify with their Savior. They recognize that the highest honor and privilege of any believer is to suffer for the cause of Christ and to spread the gospel. And suffering for doing good, Christians should follow the example of Christ. Amen. Praise God. With His authority to deliver His message. Amen. To a lost and dying world. And through that, the Christians must be willing to suffer. Amen. Particularly in sharing in the sufferings of Christ. That we should expect difficulty and suffering to be a part of our service to God. That through this suffering, amen, according to the will of God, that for His name's sake and also for the gospel and for His righteousness' sake and also for the kingdom of God. That suffering for Christ is a way to develop spiritual maturity and to obtain all the blessings of God and to relate and to minister to others. That sharing in Christ's suffering prepares us to share in His glory. Suffering for good should be seen as a precious gift from God. That for living for Christ and helping to spread His message, we should not look for trouble or purposely pursue the most difficult ways. But we must be willing and prepared to experience and endure suffering, understanding that difficulties come to those who walk in devotion to Jesus Christ. Oh, can't you say amen? I think about how that He died for me, how that He went up Golgotha's hill, place of a skull, to be crucified, amen, for us, and how He died for us and shed His blood for us. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Praise God. Amen, I'm glad to know that He suffered, and He bled, and He died for us. And through that death, amen, praise God, and through that resurrection, amen, praise God, we have that hope of eternal life this morning. Aren't you glad for that hope that you have within you? Aren't you glad this morning He did suffer, that He died for us? But what I shared with you here this morning, church, according to Christ has suffered, that we should follow His steps. It set forth an example for us that through His sufferings, amen, that we're transformed into opportunities, praise God, to identify ourselves with the Savior.
Right.
He suffered. Amen. The Scripture also teaches us, amen, if we suffer with Him, amen, we also will be able to reign with Him.
Right.
Praise God. I want to be able to reign with Him, praise God. And we know, praise God, I guess one of the ways that we can say our strongest faith is, amen, that we are to wait and to set still. Amen. And to keep our focus upon God. I guess we could give that measure for the longest faith that we can have in God. Amen. Praise God. Is to wait. Amen. Praise God. To set ourselves and to keep our focus upon the things that God is doing in our lives. God has a purpose. God has a plan for each and every individual that is here this morning. Amen. He has ordered our steps. Amen. That the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. And I'm glad to know if we offer our commitment to Christ, as Christ also committed Himself. I think that through that commitment to God, amen, praise God, that God could not look upon him upon that tree. Amen, oh yes, and that's why he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen, praise God, that God could not look upon sin. But Christ himself bore our sin upon that old red cross, upon that old cruel tree. And there he did it for all, he did it for me. Even the two thieves that was also crucified there with him, there was one. Amen, praise God, and through that one, praise God, and accepted, amen, what Christ had to give him on that day. Amen, when he just said those words, Lord, if you'll just remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I'm glad to know, saints of God, he's there for each and every one. To the vilest sinner that ever lived, he saves to the guttermost and to the othermost this morning. Amen. He saves all men. I'm glad to know that through, amen, the crucifixion and therefore the resurrection of Christ, amen, I am what I am this morning, that we can raise triumphantly. We have our victory through him. And praise God, in this 33 years of serving the Lord Jesus Christ, I have come to know that my commitment and my relationship to God, and even though I suffer for a while, the Bible teaches us that after that suffering for a while as a Christian, he's there to strengthen, to establish, and to settle us, and to settle you. Amen. Praise God. Some people can't endure suffering as a Christian. Amen. That through the trials come their way. Amen. And the things that they have to endure as Christians and what they have to face. Amen. In the world and with their co-workers and with their family members. Some people cannot relate anymore to Christ. They must relate themselves to others. And therefore, they turn back to sin and back to the lifestyle of sin. But I'm glad to know, hallelujah, that when he changed me, he changed my direction. He changed my focus. Amen. Upon the things that are eternal, the things that I should love in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The only way I can relate to you this morning, amen, what I shared with you, amen, concerning marriage and a true marriage, praise be to God. The only way I can relate to that, of course, is relate between me and my wife in our marriage that we've had, amen, in all these many years of being together. We'll be celebrating 32 years of marriage this coming April. Amen. Praise God. And through those 32 years of marriage, praise God, it has been true. It has been real. Amen. I can say something this morning a lot of people can't say. That when me and my wife were joined together in holy matrimony, we had already prayed through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When we were married, amen, praise God, we had already had our experience with God. You see what I'm saying? And we based that, amen, praise God, upon the good foundation of marriage, of putting the Lord first. Oh yes, we've had a lot of failures in our marriages, just like many people do. We had our ups and downs, and we know that we need to be compatible one to another, you know, in our marriage, and we try to, you know, give and take. You know, you only have givers and takers in this world. Amen. But I want to be a giver, praise God. Amen. I want to be giving up myself, and many times we get stubborn. We see our own focus upon the things in our marriage and think that we're right. We're trying to get in the last word. Amen. You know how some people's relationships are. Amen. Praise God. But a true marriage will be based upon true love and commitment to each other and to God. And that's what we have tried to base our marriage on. Amen. That when we took those vows, we were already Holy Ghost filled Christians. My wife received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 1975, I believe it was. Amen. At the old camp meeting. Praise God. I received the Holy Ghost in February 1980. Praise God, as I prayed through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I had already prayed through the baptism before we ever started our dating days, our courting days. And we courted for 13 months before, amen, we come together in holy matrimony. And praise God, I can say, as a young man observing in the church, and all the people that were elders there, and all the ones that had a great influence on my life, I knew this is the way to start out. Amen. Praise God. This is the way to start. Amen. I started out, and I'm going to finish this race in which I have begun. Amen. Praise God. And I'm thankful this morning. Amen. All the years of a marriage. Amen. I've had a praying wife, and through her support and her help, I know at times she thinks that she's not a good support. Amen. Maybe. At times she feels like she's not where she really needs to be in God. Amen. We all come to that place in times, church. But I'm telling you, through all the sufferings in marriage and through all the things that we've had our differences, I can say we could always relate to God and relate to prayer. Amen. That we have been committed to each other, and our commitment has been to God. Most of all, our commitment has been to God. And I say that through that commitment, praise the Lord, we have kept on going and kept on traveling. Amen. And in this journey, it's been getting better and better and sweeter as the days go by. And our love has grown more and more for each other. Amen. Praise God. And I can say the more for Christ. And I can truly say from the depths of my heart, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, my love for my wife is much greater than any other love in this life. Amen. Far more greater than the love for my children. God has placed a spouse there in the home. Amen. To be with you and support and be by your side. And glad to know children come and go. They married and moved to different states. Amen. And sometimes you might not see them for just a few times in a year. Amen. And concerning where they may live and the places that we come together. Amen. But that wife and that husband will stand by your side to death do you part. Amen. Saints of God. And that's why it's honorable. Amen. To be in a marriage that we are focused upon. Amen. That we have given ourselves to marriage unto the Lord Jesus Christ. When me and my wife celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, we went back to the place where we were married. And we renewed our vows. We went back to the house. We weren't married in the church. We was married at... I have an uncle who is 100 years old. Amen. And he's still living. As far as I know, he's still living by himself. Taking care of himself. At 100 years of age. Amen. He was a retired Church of God minister. And pastored many churches. And preached for many, many, many years. Amen. So we went to him on a Saturday and asked him if he would marry us. And there we went into the living room of his home. Amen. And he married us there in his living room. And we took some pictures. And there was some pictures of Christ, you know, on the wall. And different pictures he had there of his family. Amen. So we thought with ourselves that during the 25 years that we would go back to the same place that we were married. So we went back to the same minister. Amen. His wife had already passed away and he was living alone. Said, brother, would you renew our vows again? So we went back into that living room. Amen. Praise God. Trying to get in the same position, in the same place where we signed those marriage licenses. Amen. Praise God. And took pictures of him as we took our hands together, renewed our vows in that same little living room 25 years later. Amen. And my sister had took a picture when we walked outside the home. Amen. 25 years later, she tried to focus on getting that same type of picture coming out of the side of the house there as we approached leaving the driveway and going on our way. Amen. Praise God. I was thankful 25 years later, the same minister, now still living for God, 100 years old. Of course, that was six, 7 years ago. Amen. When we renewed our vows. Amen. Praise God. But we thought that was such a blessing to us that we could go and do that all over again. Amen. Praise God. The same minister, the same house, the same living room. Praise God. I looked over those first pictures when my hair was full. Amen. Praise God. And I had that so much of that youth about me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And her the same. But it's no more what I shared. Amen. A good marriage. Amen. It's not a question of physical attraction or compatible personalities. All these have their place, but most of all of a good marriage is based upon that commitment. Amen. Praise God. And that beauty fades away. See? Amen. Beauty is only skin deep. Now some people like to try to keep their beauty in their old age, but let that beauty of what God wants to see in your old age just become, just let it come natural. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Just let it come natural. Amen. Praise God. Let the silver and let the gray hair show. Amen. It's given to the man in his, amen, in his old age. It looks upon his wisdom that he has led his family in the ways of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't you just love him this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. And church, I'm just telling you, saints of God, that's what it is. Amen. The Lord has given us the wisdom that we need all these years. Amen. To surrender ourselves, amen, to a good marriage and raising our children and teaching our children. Praise God. And I can remember when our children were born. Amen. We was able the first week, you know. Amen. After they were born. Amen. Just the first opportunity, let me say, to go to church for the first time after that stay in the hospital. We dedicated our children to God. We took them up before the minister, the pastor there, and we want you to pray over them. Amen. That your blessings will above be upon them the rest of their life. Amen. We dedicated our children right off. Amen. Right after they were born. Praise God. We give them to God. Said, Lord, amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord our God. You see what we're doing, church? We were committing our children unto the Lord. Amen. That we may raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord all the days of their life. And praise be to God. I can say this morning it has surely paid off. Amen. My sons are in church and seeking God. Amen. My oldest son is seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. His wife also. Amen. Praise God. My youngest son has received the Holy Ghost several years ago in 2003 when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I can look over, amen, the years and I can say, amen, praise be to God. It has paid to pray. It has paid us to sought God and let us have our commitment to God in raising our children. I'm telling you, saints of God, yes, we failed in many areas of our life, but we can look back over those failures and we can see that God was leading us in the right thing to do. And that's to teach our children the ways of the Lord. That's to teach our children. Amen. It must be God's way or no way. It's teaching our children to keep their focus on the things that are most important in life. That's serving Jesus Christ. That we can identify ourselves with Him. Amen. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we can walk in that church. Amen. We can walk in that commitment. We can walk in that surrender. We can walk in that dedication. We can walk in that true relationship. It's been true all these years. And I want to lose my focus on the things that God can see for me. I want to keep my eyes upon Jesus. This past September, my mother and dad celebrated 62 years of marriage. Amen. Praise God. My dad just turned 80. My mother in September turned 77. My dad turned 80. She was just 15 years old when they were married. He was 17. Amen. Praise God. And been totally committed all these many years. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And my grandfather taught commitment. Amen. He lived a life before his children. Listen, this is something very unusual. I'll share this morning. I may have shared it before. Amen. My mother's family. Amen. There were seven children. Four sons and three daughters. Amen. She's the oldest at 77 years old, and the youngest one, he's probably about 56, 57 years old. Every one of them is married. The oldest has been married 62, and the youngest has been married, I think he'll be celebrating his 33 years of marriage coming up. He was married about a year before me and my wife were married. And all his seven children are still with their first companion. That's something very unusual. Four sons and three daughters. The oldest one, 62 years of marriage, and the youngest at about 33 years of marriage as the youngest child. And all still in that first marriage. It's like the preacher said, he got up to preach one day. He said, now, I want to tell you about my first wife. Everybody said, oh my goodness. He said, we've been married for 46 years. That's what I want to tell you about her. Amen. Praise God. You see what I'm saying? Saints of God, that's precious in the sight of the Lord, is it not? That we have kept those vows, that we have prayed for our spouse and for our children, and we've held that relationship and that commitment for all these years. Other than our relationship with God, it is far more important to know that we need to keep that and those vows that we've kept on that day. And I thank God for a good foundation of marriage. But most of all, what about that relationship with Christ? Most of all, what about those fruits of the Spirit? Most of all, amen, how have we of God. It's just like I preached the other service. Are you presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And saints of God, that's what I want it to be in my commitment to God. I want to stay committed. Amen. What was Paul saying on that day? For he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I don't know what Paul was committing unto God, but I do believe this, that Paul sets forth an example for us, that through his work and service for God, that he was committed. Christ himself was committed. Paul was committed. I desire to be committed. What about you this morning? Are you committing yourself to what God would have you to be in his service and his work for him?
Right.
Amen. Praise be to God. But through all this suffering you've been through all this suffering for his name's sake and for his righteousness' sake, amen, are you still standing? Are you still longing? Are you still, amen, desiring to be obedient? Are you still in the place that God would have you to be as a good Christian, a good soldier, a true disciple of the cross of Christ? I'm glad to know, as a true disciple, we can fight the good fight of faith. I want to be like the Apostle Paul. When my departure is leaving this world, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Don't you? I want to keep the faith when it's up and down. I want to keep the faith that I have in Christ is going to keep me going, that I can look in haste for his coming. Amen. Longing to see him one day.
Amen.
How about you this morning?
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that this morning.
Yes, Father.
Oh, church, the purpose of his death for us, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, which means that we can be free from sin's guilt and control and unresponsible to its influence. That by his death, Christ opened the way, amen, by which we can return to God and receive a right relationship with him. Amen. Christ's sacrifice provides the grace, the undeserved favor, and the love, and able to obey God to do what is right by his standard. Peter was saying, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Uses the word healed in the verse of scripture I read to you in relation to salvation with all its benefits, because Christ's sacrifice was complete, providing relief and restoration spiritually and physically and mostly in every way that we need it. Amen, praise God. And therefore, as that relationship with husband and wife, amen, Peter goes on to say in chapter number 3, ye wives, be subject to your own husbands, that if any not obey the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold their chaste conversation complete with fear. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Saints of God, that's why we base it upon a foundation of a good marriage. I look to God and I see that Christ was the head of my home, and I look to him to help me to lead my wife and my children in the ways that we should go. And I thank God he's helped me through all these years. Amen. Praise God, to know he must be first, and acknowledge him to have control of my family. Amen. Praise God. And I didn't have to turn myself over to the influence of this world and the things of this world. Praise God. I'm thankful for that. Praise God. I'm thankful to look back over the years that my former pastor was there for me, and he shared truth with me. And I thank God that men that cared and men that prayed and stood by me in support, that God was there for you, son. Amen. To help you along life's way.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm thankful for all those things. Amen. Praise be to God. Don't you just love in church this morning?
Praise God.
Praise be to God. I love the Lord. You know how Paul was saying, even when you look for a mate, look for one in the Lord. And I thank God. Amen. Praise God. That we can have somebody. Amen. Our companion, our spouse, to be strong for us. There are times that we are discouraged and we're weak. Amen. Satan's coming like a flood, and we feel like we can't seem to go on and going forward in our relationship with God. And those words of encouragement. Those words of encouragement. Praise God, is always there. Praise God. Brother Jeff, I'm sure this way with your mother, I think about my mother. You know, she's been supportive to me and my ministry over all the many years. And I know in their later age, they're not able to do like they used to because of their physical ailments and the things that they have and the problems they have. But I thank God that she's always been the type of person to give me a call 2 or 3, 4 times a week. and just say, son, how's things going? You know, I know one day them phone calls is going to stop. I think about that, you know, no more calls from mama saying, you know, amen. Just like the, she called this morning, wasn't able to come, but she wants me to call as soon as I leave and give a report about the service. She's been doing that pretty frequently. Well, how was the service today? One day those phone calls are going to stop. No more calls from mama saying, you know, if I was to say something about something that may be discouraged, she always tries to lift me up and try to encourage me. There's nothing like that mother's love. Other than God, there's nothing like a mother's love for her children, you know, comes to things like that. I appreciate that so much. You know, the mother's care, the mother's love, even in her old age, she always has words of encouragement. This is the thing about it. My wife and my mother has had such a close relationship all the years of a marriage. You know how it is when they always talk about in-laws or mother-in-law. My wife can say so many precious good things about her mother-in-law. Is genuinely like a true mother to her. Me and her shared even when it's going to be the time for her passing. Amen. It's going to be very difficult for her to have to endure that. Because I know all our mothers are special. There's nothing in, a special one above another. What I can relate to about my mama, amen, she's always out there to try to help somebody else. It's always been that way. You're always trying to encourage somebody, always trying to lift somebody up. Amen, praise God. I'm thankful for that this morning. We all have different personalities. We work in different ways. Amen, praise God. But I'm thankful for my mama this morning. Thank God for my wife. I thank God for true commitment. And one of the reasons I stand here today, because of their prayers and their support. I appreciate it so much. Without the wife's support and mother's care, even all these many years, saying, son, keep pressing on. Your messages has really helped me and your daddy. And I mean, she just gave me cards. I got a stack of cards at home I've kept for years and years. And I can look back over those cards sent through the mail. Son, you never know how happy you have made me and your daddy. After all these years of preaching the gospel, keep encouraged. Keep walking and praying in faith. Don't give up. Keep holding on. Amen. Praise God. You know, after a period of time, you can just reach in that drawer and pull out one of those cards. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It just lifts you up. Church, you never know what can lift us up in the day that we really need it, the time and hour that we really need that lifting up. Praise God, but listen, that's the way it is. True love's that way. Amen, praise God. Me and my son was talking the other day about my father. My father was saved in 1979, the same year I was saved. Amen, praise God. And he said the other day, the power of God come upon him. Amen, suddenly. I mean, he was just shaken under the influence of the Holy Ghost. I told him, I said, I can remember years ago when he was first saved, and all the years passed. We've been in services, you know, where the power of God just fall and move, and how my dad just quiver under the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. And through the baptism service, I was able to, amen, you know, baptize people in the church, and through communion services, through feet washing, I could say, praise God, amen, praise God. I washed my daddy's feet. Amen, praise God. I was a partaker of that. I got memories I can look over the years of all the things that God has had with me to share with my loved ones in the church. Amen, there's been special moments. Amen, that money came by. And I thank God, why is it? Because God's given you favor, son. Amen, he said if you be faithful over a few things, one day I'll make you faithful over many. And church, those words just keep me on. The best is yet to come for the child of God. That one day he shall say, herein, herein. Amen, to the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's going to be wonderful to know if we've taken the stand and the test of time and be thankful to that God has called us to do. Amen. When we come to the end of the way, it's going to be a blessing to know what we have had all these years. And we can say, it's been worth it all, my child. It's been worth it all. Just keep on pressing on. Don't give up now. Just keep on pressing on for God. Amen. I want my commitment for God to be like it was when I was 12 years old. The Lord put in my heart at a young age. He gave me a desire to serve Him that I can't explain this morning. From the time of my youth, God gave me a desire to serve Him. Amen. I've been raised up in church. I know what it is to serve the Lord. I know what it is, amen, to give yourself to God, because I've had all the examples that have been set before me, and most of all, Christ being the example. And listen, saints of God, I have no excuse. And I stand before God with no excuse one day, because all the many examples I've had in my walk with God, and all the many influences, and all the people that's been an inspiration to me, all the people that shared with me, all the people that testified of God, amen, and through the faith that they ain't stood for, and all the things that's kept them all these years. I look over that, amen, I've obtained it for myself. I sought it for myself. God, give it to me. I've had it all these years, and I can say I'm in for the long haul. I can say I'm going all the way for God. I can say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. I'm going to suffer some things, but by the help of God, by the grace of God, I'm going to be able to endure it. And I'm coming out victorious through my sufferings and through my trials, because God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Don't you just love Him this morning? Aren't you thankful? Amen. Praise God. I say, if you have a companion that's praying for you and standing by you, you need to be thankful for that this morning. Praise God. Somebody to pray for you. Somebody to stand for you. Amen. Through all the things that we face in this life. Praise be to God. Would you go on to this message concerning chapter number 3 and what Peter was saying about husband and wives? But we can say this, one verse in the book of Ephesians, like to say, concerning the church. I'll close with this. That a man should love his wife as Christ has loved the church.
Right.
Gave himself for it. How many times have we looked at that scripture? For a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church. And gave himself for it. That glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. That the church he's coming back for has been washed and sanctified by the word. He's coming for the blood washed church. And I pray that I'll be in that number. How about you this morning? Don't you want to go? Don't you long to go? Amen. I was thinking about Beulah Land, the song Beulah Land. Thinking about being homesick for a place I've never been.
What?
Being homesick for a place that I've never been. Beulah Land. Sweet Beulah Land. Dwyer Parsons wrote that song many years ago. Sings it. Beulah Land. Longing for you. Amen. This should be for every child of God as I close this morning. What about that sweet Beulah Land? Oh, is it calling you this morning? Praise God, sweet Beulah Land. Be faithful to God. Look to God to help you. Amen. Let God help you in your marriage. Keep seeking the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Keep looking to the Lord for your strength and help. He'll be there for you. He knows our needs this morning. Just be committed. And let God help you in every walk of life. He's going to help us, church, this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Are you encouraged in the Lord this morning? How about your race? Are you still looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Amen. Praise God. Just keep looking to the Lord for your help. He's going to help us. He's going to help. He's going to help our children. He's going to help our families. The ones we've been praying for. I'm looking for them to come on in and get saved. Amen. I believe the Lord's going to touch those that we're praying for, don't you? The Lord's in the saving business this morning. Amen. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. He died for us. He died for our sins. He died for all. He was a pardon. Amen. A ransom for all. Yes, He was. And I'm thankful for this this morning. Let's just raise our hands and praise Him one more time this morning. Be thankful for what the Lord has done for you. Praise God. How He's blessed your family. How He's blessed your companion. Amen. Praise God that we're in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, we praise You this morning for all Your goodness to us, Father. We thank You, Lord, for our families. We thank You, Lord, that You've helped us to lead our families in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We thank You, Lord, for all the blessings that You bestowed upon us. We're thankful that we have looked at Christ as the head of the church, as the husband has looked at Christ as the head of his home. We're thankful, Lord, that the blessings have kept flowing. Amen. They have continued to flow because of our faithfulness and obedience to God. Lord, we surely can say it's paid off. Amen. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that we can look back and we have stood all these many years because of You is the only way we can stand. By the help of the Lord, we've been able to stand this morning. And I appreciate the goodness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand this morning, if you would. Praise God. Let me say this in our dismissal prayer. I'd like to have another prayer before we leave this morning. If your companion is here with you this morning, as Christians, I'd like you to take her by the hand. We're going to pray one for another about our commitment to God this morning. Step on out, take your companion by the hand, the ones that will. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know some are here and some are not here this morning. The Lord. As a minister, I could say I've seen a lot of couples over the years in their walk with the Lord. I could see how blessed they've been because they have been faithful to what God would have them to do. In the church and their relationship with the Lord, it has surely paid off. I'd like for us to pray this morning, one another. Let's pray for one another about our commitment to God. Amen. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we're thankful only for our companions, Lord, and we've had that commitment through our marriage. Lord, we thank you for that marriage. It's been true. It's been true love. And we have surrendered all. It's been given of you, God. And I pray this morning as we desire to be committed to the work of God and the service of God. Lord, you know this morning we look to you to lead us. We look to you to help us this morning. Help our companions, Lord. Help my companion lift her up. Encourage your heart this morning. Lord, you know the need. Lord, you know the desire. But I pray, God, that you'll help us this morning, Lord. Continue to lead our steps. Amen, Lord. Struggles of life, but Lord, you've been there for us. You've been our support. You've been our help all these years. And Lord, I look to you for help this morning. Help us, God, that our relationship going to be more than it's ever been to one another and to you, God. Let our offer commitment to the service of the Lord be more and real than it's ever been, God. We look to you this morning for help. Lead us, God. Let the ministry be fruitful. Let souls come in, Lord, that souls will be saved. We're looking, Lord, that example, Lord, in the influence to others as we walk with Christ. Let it be for us this morning. God, we praise you this morning. We're thankful, God, for your blessings to help us in our walk with the Lord. To help us, Lord, as we place our commitment to you, that Christ committed himself. Lord, let us commit ourselves this morning to the work of God. Amen. That Christ committed himself. Oh, yes. To do the will of the Father, to do the will of the Father. Lord, help us to do your will, most of all, to do your will today. In Jesus' name. Amen.